In the name of the Father, and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In the passage of this gospel that we just heard today, we hear the disciples asking the Lord when he was sitting on Mount Olive about the end of the world. And they ask it, saying to him, tell us, when will these things be? And this subject, forecasting when, I'm trying to search, when exactly will be the coming of the Messiah, is a subject that a lot of people are interested in, spending a lot of time and sometimes even spending a lot of resources trying to search out and trying to guess the time for his coming. And many attempts have been done since like maybe hundreds of years, people trying to predict when he is coming. And a lot of our efforts are given into this. Search and see how many people they serve the internet for things about the end of the world. If any pastor in any church would like to bring more people to the church, he just come with a date and then everybody will come showing interest about when will this time be. But when the disciple asked about the times, when you are going to come, when is your day, the Lord didn't answer this. And actually, these are one of the days where God will hide from us till his coming. And many times he said that this day will be like the coming of a thief. No one can predict. Still, after he said this, still we are still looking for the time of his coming. He said to the disciples, it is not for you to know times or seasons, which the Father has put in his own authority. It's actually God's mercy that hides from us the day when he is coming or we are going to meet with him. But there are certain times that we are requested to be very vigilant in observing these. And unfortunately, because sometimes we are focused on when he is coming, we do not take heed of these times that are of special importance to the salvation of every one of us. What are these times? What are these seven times that we are requested and asked by God to observe? The first time is the time of visitation. This is the time, what the Lord called it, the time of love. He says this in the book of Ezekiel. When I passed by you again and looked upon you, indeed your time was the time of love, so I spread my wing over you. This is the time when the Lord will come and knock on the door of your heart. Yes, he is there all the times, but there are certain times. The time of his visitation. We call it the time of the visitation of grace. وقت زيارات النعمة. And this time is of special importance because if we waste this time, we will always look for him and maybe we will not be able to meet with him at all. The Lord will not stand at the door forever. He is knocking on the door, yes, but he is not going to stay there forever. We hear this in the book of the Song of Solomon about the groom who is knocking on the door, and then his bride did not open for him. She waited and she slacked and she was not diligent enough to wake up and open for him. Then she says, I opened for my beloved, but my beloved had turned away and was gone. She did not observe the time of her visitation. This was the time for her to find him and bring him in and enjoy a life of fellowship and love with him. The Lord said about Israel, about Jerusalem, they will not leave in you one stone upon another. Why this destruction is going to happen? Because you did not know the time of your visitation. It is of importance that this time when it comes, when the Lord is calling, and I should respond. The Lord might call us maybe to stand and pray. Sometimes we feel this kind of urge or a calling that I wanted to talk with God. What do we do when we are visited with grace in that time? Do we stand and respond and pray, or we postpone? Maybe after I finish what I am doing, maybe at the end of the day, and then when I stand, I don't find him. He is not there anymore. I cannot feel his presence in my life. God will come and visit and will call you and you call me. maybe calling in my heart, maybe calling through someone, maybe calling through a sermon, God is going to call, and this is a time of His visitation. This time is very unique in the life of every one of us. The Lord came here on earth at a certain time. Unfortunately, a whole nation, the Jewish nation, missed the time of His visitation. Till now, they are still waiting for Him. But those who accepted Him and they were observant to the time of His visitation, they were called the sons of God. This is the first time that we should be very vigilant in observing the time of His visitation. The second time is the time to flee. When to run? The book of Proverbs, King Solomon says, "A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. There is a certain time when we will see the trap and we will feel like something is going to happen if we continue pursuing the lifestyle that we are living in. It is very crucial to know exactly when to flee, when to run away. St. Paul instructed his disciple Timothy, saying, "Flee also youthful lusts." It was a crucial time for Joseph the righteous to flee when he was tempted by his mistress. Not only his intention to flee was good, but also the timing. If he slacks, if he waited, if he started going in a dialogue with her, he missed the time to flee. And even while he has the intention not to fall in sin, if he missed the time, he will find himself committing what he never thought he might fall into. It is this time, very important time, when can we avoid going into the trap. St. Paul also instructed Timothy how to flee foolish disputes. He said to him, "But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife." Maybe a husband or a wife in their minds that I will not go into these foolish disputes anymore. I will avoid this. And then starting a discussion, starts to heat up. There is only a window of opportunity at the beginning of the debate where we can flee. If we stay where we are and we continue the discussion, unfortunately, even while we hate what we are doing, we will just keep going into this foolish dispute and things will escalate into a big fight. Knowing the time to flee is a sign of prudence and wisdom. When I stay and when I foresee evil and avoid it altogether. The third time is the time to repent. And the time to repent is now. There is no time where I can see tomorrow. Maybe I will repent next week. How can I be sure that the time will come and time will serve me where I can repent? This is what St. Paul says to the Romans. And do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. One of the greatest temptations that led many people to perish is the sense of security towards time. Time till now served us. We made plans and we said, "I will do it tomorrow," and tomorrow came and we were able to fulfill the plan. We said, "Next week I will go here or there, next month I'm planning this, next year I will be doing this." Until now, time served us. But time in one instant will betray us. And when this time comes, there is no tomorrow. That's why we have to be very vigilant in observing the time to repent. It is only now, because this is the time given to us. We do not know what will happen tomorrow, if we'll still be here or not, if we'll still be able to comprehend and think and be able to make a decision to come back to God. Let us learn the lesson from the Ninevites. When Jonah went to them, and started preaching, he didn't actually say much. He just threatened them. After 40 days, Nineveh will be overthrown. The people did not waste time. They didn't say, "Okay, after 40 days, then we have 40 days to do whatever. We will repent at the last day." This was not the case. Immediately they turned and they took it very seriously, and everyone started to change his path. This is the time that we should be very vigilant to observe. Sometimes I'm amazed when the people sit and discuss about the coming of the Lord Christ and say that we heard that the end of the world is by October. No, it is September. No, it is 2012. No, it is 2015. And going into this debates forever, and no one, while we are speaking this, is making any plan to change or to repent or to meet with his Father of Confession. So the whole discussion becomes something for entertainment rather than a subject for us to come and repent. So now we spoke about the time of his visitation, the time to flee, the time to repent. The fourth important time that we should be very watchful is the time of the open doors. There is a time when doors are opened before us, but this time will not also be there forever. There is what we call it as the window of opportunity, that if we lose it, it doesn't come back again. Like what? Like the time to teach children about God and His ways. Many parents, they find difficulty to endure maybe a couple of hours in the liturgy bringing their children and saying that they are making a lot of noise and we do not know how to pray. We will stay home until they will be able to understand, and then we will bring them in this time. Believe me, when they will be able to understand and they are not used to come to the church, they are not going to come. They will refuse and reject this. Why? Simply, the love of the church was not built in. You know, when there is a building, there is a time when the walls are open. This is the time when people are wiring the whole building for maybe future use. If we don't make this plans to wire a building, what will happen? If you want to make a plug later on, you have to break the wall. This is exactly what happened with our children. When they missed the opportunity to know about God when they are kids, when they are little, when they are still under our authority, then later on we need to break something in their brains in order to get into and do or build or seed whatever we want them to know. Unfortunately, it's a very painful process, and most of the time it is not successful. It's a time where a door is open. He is under your economy. You can bring him and teach him what is right and what is wrong. But unfortunately, many people miss it. They are young. They do not understand. They are just kids. They are excused to rebel. They are excused not to know anything, just to go wild and do whatever, because they are kids. Unfortunately, they are kids in our minds until maybe they are men or women and they have houses and families, but they are kids. They are excused. Another time of these open doors that we should be very watchful is the time of establishing healthy communications with those whom we care about. People living together should build some kind of an open communication. But maybe we are too busy, or maybe you are short-tempered, or maybe you don't have patience enough to communicate with one another. What happens is the door will close, and we try to do this later on, and it's not working. We missed it. Now I'm living with a stranger. Unfortunately, we did not open the door of communication and make use of opportunity when it was there. It is the time also to receive a blessing. Many come to the church. How many people receive a blessing when they are going back home? Those who come early find the Lord. This is what he said. Maybe I will come. I will put on my clothes. I will drag my kids with me and put them in the car, and I come here maybe at 11. What did we gain at the end? Nothing. We just came. We visited the place, but unfortunately, we didn't receive anything. I missed the opportunity when the blessing was to be given from God. There was a time when we receive a blessing. If we miss it, then we will never be able to get it. Sometimes we have elders around us, or people are in need for our service, and we feel they are a burden, or I do not want to serve this person, I do not want to take care of him or her. And then they pass away, and the opportunity is gone. the time was for me to receive a blessing through serving this person. Unfortunately, it's not going to last, or she's not going to last forever. This elder that I felt troubled serving, he's not going to stay with me forever. And then, when he or she passes away, then we start regretting and thinking, oh, I should have done this. Unfortunately, now the opportunity is behind me. There is a story of Amba Bishoy when the Lord Christ informed him that he is going to come and show himself to the monks in the monastery. At this day, everyone ran to go over the mountain because the Lord will be there. Amba Bishoy, walking his way up, he found this elder who asked him, can you carry me? I cannot go up with you. And I wanted to enjoy the blessing of the Lord Christ with all of you. All of the monks said, no, we don't have time. Let us run. We want to see him when he is there. Amba Bishoy stayed and took him over his shoulders and started to go up with him. And then, in the middle of the way, he realized whom he was carrying. He was the Lord himself. Everyone missed the open door. The opportunity and the blessing was to help this elder, not to just run thinking that I'm going to see the Lord on my own. There is a time when we receive a blessing, and when this time is over, no matter how hard we try, we will miss it. The fifth time is the time to store. The Bible teaches us, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come. The time of my youth is the time where I can work. I can stand and I pray and I serve. I can search the Bible and find meanings for its books. I can do all of this while I have the ability. This is the time to store. Every time I stand and I pray, I come to the church and spend the hours here, actually, I am making a deposit in the bank of faith. One day, I will need this account. I will withdraw from it when I cannot make the effort. I can't. I want to pray, but I cannot stand. I wish I can read the Bible. My eyes are not helping me anymore. If I don't store in the time where I can, unfortunately, then I missed again something that I will never be able to get it. People think that they were going to be righteous when they will grow. When I am too old, then I will come to know God. If I didn't start this process early, I am not going to catch it when I am in old age. King Solomon gets our attention, says, go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. The wisdom of the ants is that these little creatures, they have the ability to think ahead and work when they can. So whenever it is winter, they can use what they stored. Am I storing something? Am I making use of the time where I can store? There will come a time when I need what I learned, what I built in terms of a relationship with God. If I miss this time, it's not going to come back. Then I missed it and that's it. The sixth time that we should be very vigilant to observe is the time to witness. God made us all to be His witnesses, and He will get to us, and He will get us to those people whom we are requested to tell them about the hope that is in us. This is the time when we should witness to Him, and this is the time where King Solomon says, a word spoken in due season, how good it is. Are we aware of this mission, of this task that's given to us to witness to Him? Are we vigilant to witness whenever we are asked? St. Peter instructs us saying, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you. Maybe you are here on earth to get someone who is going to ask you in one day about your faith. Your whole mission is just to get this man or this person to the knowledge of God. Am I aware of this? Am I opening my eyes? Or I'm just trying to survive, just avoid any kind of debate or discussions about faith. Let us play it safe. The whole life of Jonah was summarized in his mission to witness to the Ninevites. What else did he do before and after? Nobody knows. As if like God is summarizing the life of this prophet into these few days when he was requested to preach to the Ninevites. That's it. He made those people to repent, period. Again, my brethren, maybe I am here because this person whom I'm going to meet in my work in a certain day, and then it is the time for me to fulfill the purpose of my existence by witnessing and telling this person about the reason of hope that's in my heart. We should be very watchful when this time comes. The seventh time that we should be very watchful is the time of trouble. How we should be watchful for this? Actually, it is the time when our faith is tested. We study for a test. We come to the church and we are building some kind of a relationship with God because one day we are going to be tested. No one is going to be promoted unless he is tested. Imagine that a student keeps on studying whole year and at the time of his test, he doesn't go to the school. He misses it. It is the time when we are tested. The Lord says about this, in the parable about the sower going and seeding the seeds over different kind of grounds. He says, but the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. The time of trouble is the time of testing. We should be very watchful over this. It is the time where I hold in what I have. And I say, even if I do not understand, O Lord, I will still believe in your goodness and I will follow you. The time of trouble is the time of self-examination, submission to God's will, the time to persist in doing what is good. Many times people miss this time of opportunity and think the time of trouble is the time maybe to grumble against God or choosing to go away from him, trying to help themselves in their own abilities and their own power. And then unfortunately, when this time came, they were not faithful. They missed it all. The Lord said to the disciples when they asked him about when he will come again, he said to them, it's not for you to know the times. But there are again times that we should be very vigilant to observe. It is the time of his visitation. It's the time to flee from evil. It is the time to repent, the time of the open doors, the time to store, the time to witness, and the time of trouble. To the Lord be the glory forever and ever. Amen.